The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome to the Home Stretch here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, and Facebook Live, live in studio on a hot, steamy Tuesday afternoon. Rudy Salazar behind the glass. Todd Lebo is in studio on a Life Lessons with Lebo Tuesday.
It's the first day of summer. That's what they're saying.
This is actually?
Yeah.
The other 98-degree days didn't count. Those
were spring. What do they call this?
Summer solstice.
Not astronomical.
That word.
Yeah. You know, the actual summer.
You know.
The calendar.
I like when people...
Solstice. It is funny. My wife, she goes to bed pretty early, and the sun was still out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you can't even like wait 20 minutes to go to bed.
Sundown. Do you like when people can't think of a word and then they just go, well, you know
what
and it's
I mean.
Like, if you don't know,
it's not astronomical.
I have no idea.
It's whatever the word.
Equinox?
I'm just trying to say the actual,
it's the first day of summer,
but that's not like the first day of summer.
Equinox is also the
first day of spring and the first day of
that's
fall.
That's what it is, okay.
The autumnal for fall and the vernal for spring. See, I'm giving you words that you should know here. And if you're on the equator, the exact same time of day, night and day.
Filibuster.
On the equinoxes. And then today is the longest day of the year. And then the first day of winter is the shortest day of the year. Those are called the solstices.
I told you the summer solstice. That was what I said.
But I'm trying to think of the word for what you call what I'm trying to say. I'll fix
it. You'll think of it.
I'll get it.
I can't wait till we're talking about something important and all of a sudden you just... There's the real joke.
Talking about something important
on this show.
Nah. No.
By the way, let's just go ahead before we start talking about actual sports. I had to get my...
We can talk Royals?
That's still not... That's not triple
sports,
No. Yeah. The DMV. I had to get my...
You're in Kansas?
The license plate done, right? You know how you have to get renewed. It says, go online. Quick, easy step. I go online, type in my PIN number, do all the things
I need to do. What does PIN mean?
Personal identification number.
Okay, so don't say PIN number, just say PIN.
I had to put in my PIN.
There you go. Is that better? All right.
Okay. But we are in the Midwest, so PIN and PIN sound the exact same. P-E-N and
PIN. But I just don't want you to say PIN number.
When people ask you about your day, Sterling, do you say, I woke up? No, because everybody knows you woke up.
Do you say Chiefs football?
Well...
Okay.
I generally don't.
But do you?
I don't say ATM machine either, because what's the M stand for?
Machine.
Okay. I'm just saying, don't go to the ATM machine.
I'm just saying, don't.
That's a pet peeve of mine. Finish your story.
You put your pen in. Now I'm lost.
You know, you put your pen in.
I put my pen in.
Yeah.
And I get the click back that goes, sorry, can't do it. Have to go in or send in a check. I'm trying to send in a check.
Why don't you just send the check in anyways? You're just renewing your tags?
Yeah. It's a
you don't
want to
do that
in
person?
I'm definitely not doing it in person. So I try to call because you can call and see if you can do it online. They can give you like some way to do it. Said
you can
the wait list
a
was
a
two plus
code.
Hours.
You know, I've never lived in Kansas, so I've never licensed my car in Kansas.
You could have stopped at license your car.
No, I've licensed my cars, but in Missouri... They do many things bad and wrong, but it's pretty easy to avoid actually going into the DMV in Missouri to redo your tags. You get a little card in the mail, and a little card has the PIN on it, and then you go in there.
I had that. I have the PIN.
And then you just go to the plates.gov.mo or whatever, and you go there, and you put it all in, and then you can pay right online.
This is what it told me to do. I have all the information.
And it wouldn't let you do it.
Wouldn't let me do it.
And then I have not been to the DMV to pay for just licensing my car in I don't know how many years. Now, when you go buy a car and you got to pay sales tax and do all that, you maybe have to do it. Or sometime during the pandemic, my wife and I were out driving around on a Sunday because that's what you did.
Yeah.
You're just bored. and we're driving up 291 Highway over near Lake Winnebago in Missouri.
Sure.
And they have like two police officers, and they have about a half a mile of 291 Highway that's their deal, not Lee Summit's. It's not Harrisonville down south. It's,
sure.
They got this. And they get out there and they patrol this thing. Well, I had gotten that little card in the mail, and I just, you know, we have several cars because my daughter's
wow.
car and all this stuff.
What's it like being in the 1%?
Well, it is. We're in America. We're probably all in the 1% of the globe. Okay, so you can
America, cop out answer, Rudy.
In America, it doesn't matter how much you make. If you want six cars, they'll give it to you pretty
yeah.
easy.
Yeah. Anyway, because my daughter's car, her stuff would come to our house. So I thought I had done it. I guess I didn't. So this guy with the Lake Winnebago police, he's out there with binoculars watching people come up. Seriously, because I'm driving regular speed, and he was able to look at the color of the sticker on my car.
He's a sticker
stickler.
And see
the month, and then see that I was out of date. So he pulls me over. I'm like, gosh, I didn't think I was speeding. He says, your tags are out of deal. And I go, man, I sure thought I sent that in. Sure enough, I hadn't. So I had to go into the DMV
wow.
that time to fix that, and it was pretty efficient.
A stickler for a sticker.
Yeah.
A sticker stickler.
He's literally out there with binoculars looking at people driving by and getting them.
That's
but
horrible.
You know what he'd give me a ticket for? Nothing. He gave me a warning. I said,
good
I appreciate
for him.
Your warning. And then I went in immediately, post-haste, on that Monday. This was a Sunday. I went in like the next day, and I went into the DMV, and I fixed that.
Before we talk about the Royals, who actually won a game, the best DMV I've been to, surprisingly, Philly. When I went from Kansas
Philly DMV.
To actually, it may have been in Missouri because I was in college. I went to Mizzou, obviously. So mm-hmm. when I was going there, whatever it was, it took me like 30 minutes tops to get everything switched.
All done.
20 minutes. They get you through there. It's like a Gates. They're just yelling at you.
Yeah.
They're like, you better know what you have.
Better be
and
ready.
And we'll get you through. When they took my picture, they're like, no, you get one try. That's it. If you mess up, you're out of here. It
yeah,
was.
You better smile right. Yeah, we have. I used to
efficient.
We'd run around like I grew up in Independence and Lee Summit and all that stuff. So I had you go to the Raytown DMV to do some things. It's better lines in Grandview, actually, very nice. It's in their little city hall.
I hear they
thing.
Have good looking views out there.
They're grand, and you would go there sometimes if you had to do some paperwork because the lines weren't as long. Try to avoid some of those. I end up having to. This is we're just full disclosure here, right? So. I didn't pass my driver's test the first time.
Wow.
Or the second time.
Whoa.
Or the third time. It took me four times to pass my driver's test. So,
wait a minute.
And this is 1986.
So it's even easier back then.
No, it was harder.
Sure. Did you have to go both ways to school in the snow?
Nope. Here's the deal. You've been to the Independence Square.
Sure.
Because you got family back there. Rudy's probably never been to the Independence Square. Maybe
can't
so.
I mean, it's possible I have. I have no recollection.
Yeah, it's
of
just
it, though.
You know, where the courthouse is. There's the statue of Harry Truman, all this stuff.
I've done enough events in Independence. Probably drove around it or near it.
So back in the day, when you took the driver's test in Independence, it was up there. And all it is like four-way stops, two-way stops, one-ways, all this stuff. It's really wild, right? So I'm taking the test the very first time. I'm 16 years old, and I'm driving, and I'm right there where I go to church every week. I'm
sure.
Like right, I can see it. And the guy wants me to turn left. And I'm
did he trick you?
I'm at a stop, and the people coming the other way didn't have a stop sign. But the guy stopped to my left like it was a four-way stop. So then I inched out like 6 inches, and the guy started moving. The guy says, you failed, go back. Didn't even get to finish test. And then the other time that I flunked it up there, similar thing, very hazardous view, and I inched out. He says, you flunked, go back.
Well, you know what happens? You ain't call that Rudy? It just prepared him for his sports career. That's a false start.
It's a false start.
It's a false start. It's a penalty.
Except they didn't just not knock your points off. They
bit of a stickler, though.
They kicked me out of the game is what they did. They red-carded me. So I finished the test once in Independence, and I didn't do well enough. I barely missed it, you know, parallel parking, whatever. So then with a trick back then, what do? You go to Raytown. So I passed my test in Raytown. Raytown, you're just driving around someone's neighborhood. It's the best thing in the world.
Just cruising.
Just cruising.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone
did you pass
the first? I assume, because I've never met anyone who didn't pass the first time, let alone
you guys
four
probably
times.
Took them on a tractor out there in Garnett, right?
So
I had to be able to pop the clutch.
I took it when I was 14, and then when I was 15, I got my
14.
Then when I was 15, I got my farmer's permit, which allowed me to drive by myself. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I had to drive around the block of Iola, Kansas. Literally just the block.
One block. And
made it around the square, the courthouse, and they
I
were
bring
like,
you kids to Independence in 1986. You may not have passed the
and
first
they were I'm just like, here, here's the thing, the square in Iola, this is, you know, it's no independent, it's a smaller
right.
town.
Right?
Lebo,
they tried tricking me when I did mine. They say turn left.
Did you do it out here in Blue Valley?
I can't remember if it's here or downtown, because whatever it was a one-way street.
What do you mean downtown what?
I don't know, like Kansas City or something?
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up right here in Leawood.
All
right,
you took your test in Kansas.
But when was the, name a one-way street out here.
Oh, there's probably one somewhere.
There's got to be somewhere. Because they tried to tell me to turn left, and I go, no, sir.
That's a one-way
that's
street.
That's a one-way street. So they tried to get me, and
well,
I
said the trick back
in
the day
no.
was I kept trying in Independence, and then later they moved it to where it wasn't downtown. It was this other place over off 291 Highway. I would have easily passed it there, but I went to Raytown.
Well, in Independence.
That was, it was kind of a walk of shame. My brother drove me out there and says, here you go. We're going to take you out to Raytown. And yeah, but then I didn't get a bunch of tickets. I've never been in like a big wreck when I was a kid or anything, but it was just a tough deal to pass.
I think in Independence they should say, get two mugs up or get two high boy.
And
you pass.
You pass.
And that's all you need to do.
Order the special, and you pass.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Independence Audio. Three things.
I would have been great taking it over by Independence Audio, which is where they ended up moving it later. But when you were in downtown Independence on the square, and I mean, they didn't let me finish it. This guy was like a jerk because this person didn't do the right thing. Like, you know, go to one of these shopping centers and it says, do not stop, enter, because they don't want everything to slow down. That's what this guy did. He stopped at a place that wasn't a stop sign. And then I moved. The guy says, you're flunked.
Sounds like an excuse.
Well, I said, can you go take that guy's driver's license? Because he stopped for no reason.
Yeah, it was a lot different for me. So when I was 14, we were in groups of threes. And this was to get our learner's permit. We just spent a week with a teacher just who happened to be my basketball coach, which was a handful of teachers.
Of course it was.
And literally he would just have us drive up to the city to run errands for him. And so we just did that for a week. So that's how I got my learner's permit. When I was 15, drove around the block of Iola, Kansas to get my farmer's permit. And then I was 16.
Are you officially licensed now?
Yeah, when I was 16, they just gave me a driver's license. I didn't have to do anything. They're just like, here's a driver's license. You have driven enough hours like with the
small town Kansas
with family and stuff. Because you had to log like a certain amount of hours driven with
you wrote that down exactly. You didn't fudge that.
No, my dad always just, when I turned 15, was like, just keep a sack of, just like cow feed or horse feed or whatever. That way you can always say, because farmer's permit drive. To and from school, to and from work.
Got
to
get this.
But
feed.
That way, if you got just one bag of feed in the back of your truck, you can always say, "Yeah, I was just picking this up."
I'm
for
always
work.
Working,
so,
man.
Always working.
Hey, Facebook Live. Ronnie goes. Someone tried to take him down a road with no markings and said, "I failed." And he goes, "It's because it was a one-way street." So he fell for the trick.
Mm.
They try to trick you on these things.
Yep.
They tried it, and you're like, "They wouldn't lead me astray. They're a teacher."
No, well,
they didn't try to trick
you.
Us. They were literally just handing out. They were begging us.
There's no one-way streets out
licensed.
There in Garnett, huh?
We had to do like a parallel parking drill. And this again,
paved roads or is it gravel?
No, it's all paved. First time I've ever parallel parked, right? And like there are no actual cars, just cones. And
right.
It's just like
sure.
It was like a very, I don't know, a C minus parking, you know, parallel parking job. He's like, that's good enough.
Pretty good.
You know what?
Because in Garnett, you know, you never have to do in Garnett.
Parallel
park.
You know what I picture?
They got an A&W out there in Iola. Was that there when you were a kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We used to go down to the movie theater in Iola, then you'd go by the A&W afterwards.
Was Rookies there when you were there?
I don't remember. Maybe the only place we ever went to in Iola, Iola was always just movie theater, A&W. That was the only two places I think I've ever been at in Iola.
All I picture is during your guys' driver's ed, it's just a dirt road, and the teacher has Red Dirt Road playing on repeat.
Yeah, no.
Just that's all that's happening. Some
around,
Brooks and Dunn.
It's a normal, small town, paved roads. Hop on the highway, drive up to Olathe for a little bit. Teacher runs an errand, drive back down.
How many people from your hometown?
In Garnett?
Yeah.
About 3,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big city.
That is a city.
Come on now.
Sonic Drive-In?
We have a Sonic.
My girlfriend from a town of like 1,300. My mom's from a town of like 900.
Was the Dutch Country Cafe there when you were a kid?
No, so that's a relatively new thing.
Is it good?
That place is always hot.
Are you looking up restaurants in Garnett right now?
If you ever find yourself near Garnett, the Dutch Country, it's owned by a group of by an Amish family.
Toddy's back porch there?
No, that's a relatively new thing too. So my sister lives like right next to it. Somebody just bought this little like abandoned like shed and turned it into a little bar.
Toddy's back porch.
Yeah. Smart.
God, I need to go. There's Toddy's.
It's like literally you can see Toddy's from my sister's house.
Fellas, do we get the cruiser?
Can you get me a t-shirt down there if they make them?
I'll see what I can do.
I would wear a Toddy's.
My sister knows the owner,
goes, no one has ever asked us for a t-shirt before.
But I'm Toddy.
You got to get it custom. I say go down in the radio cruiser, grab a couple of brews
and
a t-shirt.
We're not driving the cruiser all the way to Garnett. It's not safe.
We've almost have, though. We drove it. I did a remote by myself at Canequip, which is right outside Ottawa, Kansas.
Like, close.
We got close.
Close.
I mean, it's all paved roads.
Sure it is.
It's a safe drive.
It's I-35, 169, right?
I-35, yeah.
Done.
Do you guys
Toddy's back porch.
Get angry when Noah Syndergaard is on the mound?
I'm over it.
I don't know if it's like an anger. He's on my fantasy. Well, was on my fantasy baseball team. He got dropped. I mean, if you can't get the Royals.
You dropped him last night?
Last night after the game, I go, you're out. John Gray, swing in, pal.
Yeah.
You know what's special about John Gray?
The Royals should have got him.
Boomer Sooner.
Really?
Boomer Sooner.
Great strikeout numbers for his career. Just can't seem to put it together. But Syndergaard, if he's doing this to the Royals, he's toast, but I still have a little bit of...
Did he sign a really big deal out there?
And he's been fine, but he's now a contact pitcher, which is weird to see from a guy who...
But he's not making like $30 million or something.
I don't know if it's that large, no. I'd be shocked. ERA's not bad,
He's really never reached his full potential.
The peripherals
aren't I think most of the
stuff
with him was he was fine, but it was like when you do whatever you do in New York, you just get amplified.
And when you look like him...
He only signed a one-year deal. You know how much he's making that 1 year?
How much?
Five.
$21 million.
Oh, wow.
$21 million. 1 year.
Not bad.
Only 16 mil off.
Yeah, he's making 50% more than Greinke, right?
Chuck? It was his, you know that sometimes when you sign a one-year prove-it deal, you know, just a one-year, $21 million prove-it deal.
$21 million for him. And he was there. They fell apart.
Sure.
About a month ago. They lost how many in a row?
14.
Oof.
Then they had to play some Nickelback to get them back on track.
Get it back. I mean, it's what works. Whatever works, works, right?
They didn't win that game, but they won the next one.
Yeah. So keep playing it?
Everyone come up to photograph?
You know what the longest contract he's ever signed for?
Probably this one.
1 year.
Yeah.
Because it's
he
just
kept
all,
getting
yeah.
hurt while he was in those arbitration eligible
yeah,
years.
Yeah, he never signed any sort of long-term deal with the Mets. So he's just been playing 1 year at a time.
Yeah, he never was healthy enough at the time when you could cash in.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel that bad for him.
Like
him.
His last two years in New York, he made $9.7 million each year. So like,
he's making 21 this year. So this 1 year was the equivalent more than his last 2 years in New York.
I just mean like 9.7 is not like some of these guys
hurting.
Who are under team cost control, right? Like Nicky just finished his first arbitration case.
Sure.
He's making like 2.2.
Right.
9.7 is not bad.
Yeah, and I mean, his like best times were early on, but he finally started all the games. I mean, he had 30 starts in 16 and then hurt, built his way back, and he finally did, you know, had 30 starts in 19, but then, you know, COVID, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, and now you're out there for $20 million, you know? Poor guy.
3.86 ERA will play, but the underlying peripherals say he might be coming back down to earth sometime soon. We saw it in this game. I just still have that feeling of when he threw that first pitch at Eske, part of me is still a little irritated. I'm not going to say like I thoroughly dislike the guy. Like I have this anger towards him. But there's part of me that's still a little irritated.
Yeah, well, the Royals won, so it didn't matter.
That's why it felt fun.
Yeah, felt fun. And, you know, that pitching staff for the Mets was going to be this insane, you know, forever kind of thing.
Matt Harvey
was a Royal a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's in some
Oriole?
Sort of a drug trial
yeah,
or
I think
something,
he's a,
right?
He's a member of the Baltimore now with the whole drug angels thing. Yeah.
He might be part of a drug team now. Could be.
But they had those guys, and you know, DeGrom turned out to be very good for a while, right? I mean, you know, but
he still is incredible, but he can't stay healthy,
right? So it's like it's just very Met-like, right? The Mets make the World Series a couple of times. And
get Scherzer,
lose,
too.
And then they go pay Scherzer, and he's out here opening bowling alleys or something. I saw him because he's not rehabbing. He's making $40 million, and he didn't sign a one-year prove-it deal. Uh-uh. It's like 3 years, right?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
He's like 30-some years old.
It's just the amount of money. And that's what happens when you get bought by the richest owner in baseball. It's just they are just throwing money out there.
Pretty sure that richest owner, Cohen, has like a,
well, you know,
a shark that's some art piece. It's just a shark that's like preserved. And I don't even know how, but you can still see the shark. And it was worth like millions and millions and millions of dollars in some famous piece.
I know you watch this or have watched the show, Lebo. Billions. Mm-hmm. Like
he's in that crew.
It is essentially based off him. Yeah. Axel, whatever.
Bobby Axel,
yeah. It's basically essentially based off Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
Oh, so, here we go. 2006, Cohen purchased a $8 million shark.
Yeah.
It was an art piece.
Sure.
It's just a shark in formaldehyde. Why don't we do this?
And the Mets are really, really good this year, but like, you still figure they're going to probably fail and not win the World Series, you know?
Safe bet.
I mean, the Braves have won, what is it now, like 18 to 20 or something insane?
Yeah, they're...
And they're still 5.5 behind them. But I just figure at some point the Mets will...
Scherzer will be coming back. DeGrom should be back at some point, I would assume late this season.
And they're this good without those guys. I mean, Scherzer's pitched a lot, but he's been hurt for a while.
Sure, he's been off and on. It's just, the Mets are an interesting case study of how does a team, they're the
they
Chargers.
Can do whatever they want, and they're still second fiddle in New York, because the Yankees are so much better than them, and because the Yankees are so much better than everyone. They're historical right now, like a number of games to get to 50.
Right now,
it's right up there with some of these
50 and 17.
Ones.
I mean, just doing some quick math, 134.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
When will the Royals get their 50th win? Today is the first day. No, they're going to win 50 games this year. September 1st?
I was going to
say. Before that?
I was going to say late August. I was going to say. Because you know what they like to do?
The Chiefs break camp on August, I think, 25th.
I was going to say 27th.
It's like their last practice in St. Joe. Will the Chiefs have 50, or the Royals have 50 wins by the time the Chiefs have Military Appreciation Day?
August 27th. Mark it.
That's
50 wins. August. They better have a game, or else I'm going to look like an absolute buffoon.
Yeah, the last game, last day in St. Joseph for the Chiefs. Oh, it says the 18th. Boy, that 18th is too early. They're not going to get
50 9 days. They need
18.
Those extra games. But this is what the Royals do. They like to get themselves knocked out of contention early.
And then they'll win some
games. And then they win in some games where you go, well, maybe next year will be good.
That is really sick to think about, that, like, we're not even joking. The Royals aren't going to have 50 wins by August 1st or something like that. And that would be, they'd have to get red hot to have 50 wins by August 1st.
The only team they are better than currently.
The A's?
They're better than the A's by.
They got them coming in this weekend. Get after this thing.
A game and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, they're better than the Nationals, because the Nationals, they have the same amount of wins, but Nationals have lost 4 more games.
Mm-hmm.
They are better than the Reds by 1 game, and that's it. And those
started 3-20.
By the way, those other teams, they're tanking or rebuilding.
Right.
The Royals came into this year trying to compete.
Both Oakland and Cincinnati said without saying before the year started.
No, Oakland basically,
we are tanking.
Oakland did. They got rid of Matt Olson, got rid of Matt Chapman,
But so did Cincinnati. I just mean, like, they did not.
Sure.
Nobody came out and said, "Hey, we're tanking." Both teams just were like, "We're getting rid of every player that we have, and we're going to compete." Jed Lowry.
Why not?
Which surprised me that Jed Lowry was still playing baseball, but good for Jed Lowry.
Why not? Cash some checks.
So the Royals did win last night. Salvi hit an absolute moonshot to center.
Made you happy.
That made me happy. Dozier had a nice home run to left, who's had a surprisingly nice season. It's funny. He's not doing good enough for Royals fans to get excited, because the team is so bad, too, and it's not like he's crushing it, but he's not doing bad, so no one's like, well, it's Dozier.
Right, it's not his fault.
He's just doing good. Dozier. He's doing fine.
He's doing Dozier.
Benintendi hit a bomb to start the game off. He did the old Esky, jumping on the first pitch, which was nice to see. Bubich looked good, which is going to make it harder if Jonathan Heasley pitches well tonight, because whenever Zach Greinke comes back, someone might be getting sent down or moved to the bullpen.
Maybe Zach Greinke will come back and be healthy and they can move him.
Or They do a six-man rotation. That's also a good point.
Yeah.
But for Bubic, this was huge because he had to have a good game or else he was the guy tabbed to, I would imagine, get sent down.
Right. Yeah, they've got some work to do, obviously, still. They're not very good. But they've done, I mean, they won a game against the Giants, right? They won two against Oakland, and now they've won a game against the Angels. So this has been a successful road trip at this point. Now, it can actually be an amazing road trip by Royal standards if they find a way to win one of the next two games. That would mean a winning road trip.
Yeah, they're currently 4-3 right
That'd
now.
That'd be 5-4 for sure. If they won another game, that would be insane. Now, the A's are coming here this weekend, but then you know what happens after the A's leave here Sunday? They don't get to play the A's again.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Yeah.
They have like one series, I think, against the Tigers after that, and then they get back into the, I think it's like the Astros.
And yeah, they have the Astros. They start playing on some the 4th good of July teams and all that.
And so. Who Yordan Alvarez is now healthy.
And
that's
they haven't. They played the Yankees once already, but they'll have to go play them. They're going to play the Jays again.
If it's in New York, that's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, they're playing there. I think end of July. I think they're playing there, up there, and it's probably not going to be great.
No,
the Yankees fans won't even come watch that. Like, these guys, I'll wait for somebody good. I think it's right on the heels of them playing the Mets, which those will be fun games.
Do you want my idea of how the Royals? And specifically, Dayton Moore / John Sherman can get a lot of pressure off the club right now. Mm-hmm. You know how everyone's just going on and on about Dayton Moore and his comments about Cal Eldred, how he's doing a tremendous job, especially in the attitude department, which is you want to have
that hanging in there.
What if, and hear me out here, DFA Santana, because he's what, 36?
Well, they kind of said he wasn't going to do that yesterday. They said they're not going to make decisions based on salary and things.
Bring in a different 36-year-old in Lorenzo Cain. Sign a one. No, hear me out. 1 day contract.
Yeah.
1 day. Because you. 1 day contract. You, that one game, home game, of course, you're going to sell some tickets.
I don't think so.
Your social media, extra 500.
Would you 500. Go spend 500 people? Is that what they would do? Would you go buy tickets to watch Lorenzo Cain?
You know what? I would. I'm not buying $200 ticket, but if it's
you
a
might as well just honor him and say ticket. Where it's Lorenzo Cain.
Sure, I don't care. Hear me out. This makes sense.
We need. Here's what I'll say.
Hear
we
me
need,
out, Rudy.
We need
it's
more of this
work.
In baseball because we get the 1 day contract or
a lot of
contracts
those
in the NFL.
Yes,
yeah. With baseball, when you play 162 games, you should actually do the 1 day contract where you actually just play
you
one
play.
Final
you
game.
Play, yeah. The Royals are no longer in contention.
And
it
also,
makes zero sense. You're going to sell a few tickets. You're going to be excited like me. You get all the social media interactions which the team needs with
here's a
Perez and Cain. Then you get a hit, take him out of the
take
game.
Out of the
here's
game.
A change.
You know what you do
to, then? Here's a rule
DFA
change.
Him. Bring it past Dantino. Boom. Problem solved.
Here's a rule change because they're not going to DFA Santana. You can do this, and you don't have to cut anybody. You can just – you're allowed to have these guys.
On these double-header days.
Right, these 1 days. Well, even if it's not, right? But you have to – a player is inactive for a day, right?
Right.
So Carlos Santana, whoever it is.
Someone goes on bereavement leave. Bring someone
you're
up.
You're inactive yeah. for yeah. today. We bring in Kane for a day.
They get the expanded roster
get
for the doubleheaders. They've got all kinds of doubleheaders on the schedule.
I think I'm a genius. All I'm going to say is this. That one game, you're making – Salvador Perez happy, okay?
If that would get you out there, then
that
that's
would
good.
Get me out there.
But you've already actually paid to go out there.
I've paid
year.
A few times, yeah. I've opening day, two games, three games, whatever it's
you
been.
You got your loaded value ticket that one
that's
day?
That's why I'm wearing this shirt.
Got your
this
shirt.
This was the shirt, $15 off because it, I mean, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I wanted the shirt anyways.
You're using it right now.
I'm rocking it right now. And then when he's done, boom, DFA him. Bring it past Cantino.
They probably still have some Kane t-shirts back there they could bring out.
Throw them out.
That haven't been sent to
I'm just
Haiti
saying,
or something.
Marketing genius.
I'm
and
just saying.
You know what happens when you do that stuff? Dayton Moore, all that stuff that you've been putting out there?
Don't
forget
worry about,
it.
Forget about it. It's all low Cain day.
I'm just saying the Royals will win, I don't know, 80 games before Vinny Pascantino gets called up.
So next year at some point?
Maybe 27
maybe.
Or something.
Maybe.
I just think that I'm a smart guy right now.
You are a smart guy.
And I don't know why
you
no one does
you couldn't figure
out
how to get your car license, but, you know.
How dare you? No one could figure that out, okay?
Wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault. It's the DMV's fault.
Blame them.
It's easier that way. It's probably my fault.
Probably.
Odds are, it's my fault. I just like my idea. Before we go to break, do you have any thoughts about Dayton Moore talking about Cal Eldred? When asked about that, saying that he's doing a tremendous job, the attitude's been great, talking all about how we need more questions like that. To me, that was almost trolling at that point. When Dayton Moore goes, we need to be asked more about Cal. These are the questions
we
need.
Well, I asked him the question yesterday, and I was just trying to get an
real
update.
Real shock jock kind of question.
Yeah, really, real.
It was our chance to get to talk to Dayton at the Jewish Community Center at the CU and the Majors Foundation thing. And I got an update on Mondi and Asa Lacy and, just Cal and just whatever. And you can't really say anything about Cal Eldred right now without sounding bad. Now, most of the things just got tweeted out, little quick things. If you listen to the whole minute 20 or whatever he talks about him, it's got a little different context to it. But
I get
the thing I took out of it, because you're going to say he's doing a fine job.
Yeah.
What I took out of it was the very end. He says, we'll address that when the season's over. So everyone who wants blood on their hands right now, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
He's not losing his job.
Correct.
While the season's going on. So relax. Stand down, mob.
R-E-L-A-X.
It's called astronomical summer. I looked it up. It's climatological summer and astronomical summer. And so I was on the right word. So there you go. Astronomical summer begins when the sun is over the Tropic of Cancer, which is the imaginary line 23 degrees to the north. Have you ever passed the Tropic of Cancer?
Where is it at?
Well, it's...
I know that is it latitude or is that longitude?
That's a latitude line.
Okay.
The Tropic of Capricorn is the one in the southern hemisphere. I have driven right past the Tropic of Cancer.
Is it in the United States or no?
No. It's south of there. Like, if you've probably been to Cabo or something.
I have never been out of the United States of America.
What?
That's stunning to me.
True-blooded American.
This is the most shocking thing I've ever heard in my life, as fancy as you are.
I never have been, but that's not surprising.
You've been backstage everywhere in the world. You've never been out of America?
I've been a few places, but I'm not outside. I've been to a lot of states, a lot of places. I love America.
Well, sure, but
we're not going.
Vacation's vacation. So, my wife, she has relatives who live north of Cabo San Lucas in Mexico, and in between there, when you drive from the Cabo airport to Los Barriles, where her family lives, there's you pass the Tropic of Cancer.
There's like a plaque.
They have a big globe with a fence around it.
That's
right,
kind of cool.
Now it goes around the whole world,
sure.
But right there is where it is. So that's what astronomical summer is, and that's today.
And that is life lessons.
You're
with
learning
Lebo.
Today.
We'll take a quick break. Come back. The home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Todd Lebo joining us. He's a real tough cookie.
I am. I've broken some hearts too.
Well, I think you'd break teeth if you were a tough cookie. Realistically.
Yeah.
Realistically.
You know, it was like a real tough cookie, like a ginger snap or something. What is it?
I like crunchy ginger snaps, though.
I like them.
Yeah.
But they are tough.
They can break some teeth.
Yeah, they snap. That's what they're called that for.
My dad's out in California right now, and I thought this would be fun for you and me since we love music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a podcast, and they were talking about their favorite Aerosmith album, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said his was... what was the second one?
Toys in the Attic?
No, that's my favorite, Toys in the Attic. Get Your Wings.
Yeah. That's got Dream On it, doesn't it?
No, Dream On's the first one. That's Aerosmith. Same Old Song and Dance is that one.
Yeah.
I'm team Toys in the Attic with Uncle Salty, 10-inch record.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Where do you
Mama Kin is on that too, isn't
Mama
it?
Mama Kin?
Yeah, I would probably go for that one.
Actually, that might be the first one.
But I'm a little nostalgic as well for when they came back and were good again.
Are you going to say just push play?
No, like Permanent Vacation came out. Yeah. What year did that come out?
Let me tell you.
Because I think that was in very end of my high school, I think, when that
87.
Came
87.
Yeah, so I saw that tour at the Kemper Arena.
They did have some good ones. Then they had Pump, Get a Grip.
What was on Permanent Vacation? That wasn't Love in an Elevator. Angel was on that.
And, Ragdoll.
Ragdoll.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Angel.
Yeah. And that was, so I saw that tour, and that was a good tour because they played those songs, which were already big and popular, plus they played all the other cool songs. Yeah, I may go there, but I don't like when they got too newer. And I'm almost Aerosmith out.
Sure, I get it.
Like when I hear it now, I'm like, eh.
Dream On. You'd get chills,
mm-hmm.
And now you're like, okay, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Same thing with Welcome to the Jungle. Can't do that anymore.
I'm just about done with
Back
some
in
of those
Black.
Two. I got to go away for a while and then come back.
Okay, you just can't beat Toys in the Attic. I'm sorry. Toys in the Attic, Uncle Salty, Adam's Apple, Walk This Way, 10-inch record, big 10-inch record, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Big, big, yes, big, of course, big.
Sweet Emotion. I mean, those
that's a really good one.
Top six.
So Mama Kin, we used...
That's on Aerosmith. First album.
When we first got, when we had the Royals rights with Union Broadcasting back in 2004, 5, 6, 7, the golden years, they call them. Mm-hmm. Very special. Check the 400 losses they had then. But we used Mama Ken for the music to start and end the pregame show.
Love it.
This is a good kind of nondescript rock and roll song. It's popular, but not too popular. You're not using some song that is like Walk
Overplayed,
This Way,
yeah,
Sweet Emotion or whatever, but it's just a really good.
Could have played Eat the Rich when you're bad.
could have. But yeah, it was, so he was on a podcast. So you guys fight about that one?
We didn't really fight about it, but I disagree. I went back.
Get Your
last
Wings
night.
Is probably like a two song record though.
That's what I said. Lord of the Thighs.
Yeah,
that's a good
it's
one.
Fine.
There are a couple songs. Spaced is the third song. A few good ones, but
not as good as Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, Toys in the Attic just from top.
You know, there's a. I'm pretty sure Permanent Vacation has a. I think it's got a Beatles cover on it. Do they play them down on that one? Maybe.
You know who did a good Beatles cover? Motley Crue. Helter Skelter.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Good one.
It's not bad. I'm pretty sure I'm Down is on that, which is that's a underappreciated Beatles song.
I know Rudy is itching to get in on this Aerosmith conversation, huh?
I know very little about Aerosmith.
Hangman Jury is a great song. It's really good. That's a good one. And I'm Down is on there. That's a Beatles cover, which is like an old Beatles song that people didn't really get into. But yeah, I full disclosure again, I threw up at that concert.
Oh wow, we're learning a lot about Lebo. Couldn't pass a driver's license until his fourth time. Threw up at an Aerosmith concert. What's great about this is we're just learning about him. These are life lessons.
I actually
Lebo.
Had the album, the vinyl for Done With Mirrors, which is not a strong album. That was the one right before there.
Draw it's the Line the music is a great-looking album, though. That might be the best-looking album, right? Isn't that what it's called? Draw the Line or something like that?
Yeah, with the caricatures.
The caricatures. Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah, that was... I threw up, and apparently... Boy, I really am saying a lot here, aren't I? We went to the show... Okay, and I was, we had a couple of beers in the parking lot, but I was someone who wasn't of age to buy good cold beer.
Sure.
So we had some Strays. They were not super icy.
Warm.
And someone, not warm, because this was, it was February or something probably.
Oh, it's those early. Are cold.
Yeah, they're kind of cold. And then someone had a bottle of Mad Dog, okay? So we were just, you know, having a couple. Getting ready to go in the show.
Sure.
And I had this sweet leather jacket that used to belong to my brother.
Oh.
And the pocket was broken in it. So I put a room temperature beer in the pocket, and it went all the way around inside the coat to my back.
Mm.
So then you could get inside, you could reach around, and you could pull the beer out from inside the leather.
Look at you.
So
innovative.
Went up.
Life lesson with Lebo.
It was probably April, I think is when. You could probably find that out. Look up Aerosmith and Dokken, Kemper Arena, 1988.
You serious? The Dokken?
Yeah, Dokken opened up. And so I went into the bathroom, and I opened the beer, and it foamed up quite a bit because mm-hmm. it wasn't super cold, and it had been in the back of my coat.
It's shaking
as
a little
I
bit.
It had shaken up, and I chugged it down as fast as I can, and that created a large bubble in my belly.
Oh, yeah. And so, gotcha, huh?
So we walked out there with these dumb little bathrooms. You had to walk up the stairs at Kemper, and I walked down the stairs, and it was very crowded concourse, and you know people kind of bumping at each other, and it just the bubble got me. How?
Just gotcha.
And then apparently someone got some of the puke on their boots.
Oh.
It wasn't in our party.
Ah.
And I didn't even notice. I just did this, and then I felt like $1 million because the bubble was released.
Yeah, sure.
And I just kept walking. And so by the time we get to our seats, my buddy comes out and says, man, that guy was pissed. He went and got napkins. He was going to have you wipe his boots off. I said, I didn't know I got anything on his boots. I'm so sorry. But what could I do about it? So there's my Aerosmith concert story.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Again.
Memorable.
Life lessons with Lebo. He's Here's jaded right now.
Don't drink hot, foamy beer. Well, first off, don't drink when you're underage. Secondly, don't drink.
You can't say first off and then have no second.
Yeah.
People love doing that. They're like, okay, well, first of all, and then they finish, and you go,
and another thing.
Where's the second of all?
No, it says February. Oh, okay. February 19th, 1988.
Just like that bubble, you should have gone with your gut.
Yeah, Toys in the Attic. Same old song and dance. Big 10-inch record. Dude Looks Like a Lady. Lightning Strikes, which I don't remember. That's not the song by Live. Ragdoll. Hangman Jury. Permanent Vacation. Angel. Back in the Saddle. Last Child. Draw the Line. One Way Street. I don't know. Dream On. Train Cup of Rolling. Sweet Emotion. I'm Down. Walk This Way. That's a hell of a set.
Hell of a set list.
That's because then you can get into too many other weird songs,
yeah,
right? You don't have to play all the new, because the new ones on that record were good.
Sure.
Those were good. I saw Dokken like three or four times as an opening act. Never wanted to see him, and I saw him all those times.
Yeah, no one has ever gone out of their way.
Someone loves Dokken. They're out there.
Sure.
Someone is, but not me. They were always the opener. I'm like, oh, Dokken.
You know who else reminds me of Dokken? Just a little different, but a band you don't go out of your way to see, but they're there, and you're like, well, I know them. Like, you've heard of them. Chevelle.
I've never seen them.
But Chevelle, to me, that seems like a band thing that you're like, oh, yeah, I know them.
That would be the Dokken of your generation.
Yeah, just a little later.
Yeah. I'm almost positive the very next day, this was two concerts in a row. I got to check the date. That was February 19th. And I'm pretty sure we went to Kiss and Ted Nugent the very next day at the Muni.
Oh, that's a good one. Who opened for who?
Got to
be
Ted opened for Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was Kiss with no makeup.
Oh, Unmasked.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know about that one, though.
Well, it was the songs for the songs, right?
Yeah, but no one wants to see
February 20th.
What they
the
look like.
The very next day. The very next day. How about that? Love Gun, Cold Gin.
Oh, Cold Gin's my favorite Kiss song.
Bang Bang You, Shout Out Loud, Fits Like a Glove. Crazy, Crazy Nights. That was a big hit back then.
You know what's funny?
Guitar solo, drum solo, don't need them.
I love how parents today are like...
Heaven's on Fire.
Great song.
Today, love It Loud.
Today's music is so dirty, and then you look back at like Kiss lyrics.
They just didn't say the words.
Love Gun.
Yeah.
Fits Like a Glove.
Yeah, all of it.
Lick It Up. Are you serious? Van Halen, Ice Cream Man.
Every AC/DC song, all of them.
Whole Lot of Rosie.
A lot of innuendo.
Come on.
Yeah, innuendo. Innuendo ever. Ted Nugent was the opener. I wonder if it's got the set list.
Stranglehold.
It was so good. Yeah. It was so good. That was
Rudy. Best concert you ever been to?
Brooks and Dunn.
No, never been to a country concert. Best one I got to see. It was Forever the Sickest Kids, Hello Goodbye, Boys Like Girl, and All Time Low.
Mm.
You just said eight words I didn't know.
there are a lot of pop punk.
Yes. Yeah. Pop punk was definitely, those were pretty much every concert I think I've ever been to is pop punk. But getting to have those four together, because I had seen all of them kind of separately, but to get those four together, especially All Time Low and Boys Like Girls, because at that time those were probably the two biggest. So
sure.
It was fun. It was it was somewhere here in Kansas City. I forget the theater I was at, but
seems like a Beaumont Club type situation.
Totally possible, but I don't remember.
This is the Ted Nugent set list from a few days later in Houston at the Summit, which is now Joel Osteen's church.
Wow.
Motor City Madhouse, Just with a Doctor.
Nice.
Free for All, Hey Baby, Can't Live with Him, Painkiller, Little Miss Dangerous. The harder they come,
Painkiller.
The harder I get. There you go. Let's not even make a joke about this, Ted. Is what it is. Stranglehold, Cat Scratch Fever, Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang, Wango Tango, and the Great White Buffalo. There you go. All great ones. That was two nights in a row.
You know who
didn't have a lot to drink the next night? This guy.
That guy.
I was pretty much teetotaling.
Life lessons with Lebo. He learned.
And it was a double, and I think it was a Friday and a Saturday. I mean, this was like,
getting after,
how do you get Friday and Saturday at the Kemper at the Muni?
Painkiller. Whose was first, Ted Nugent's or Judas Priest? Which one is a better Painkiller? You got to go Judas Priest until Rob Halford comes in and then decides to just destroy that song.
Yeah.
The drum still is incredible.
I'll bet Painkiller is... Judas Priest is probably older. That's one of their old songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talked to Dayton Moore a little bit yesterday. Asa Lacy, what's the update looking like there?
Well, his back still had a little tightness. And
welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I was say, my back's had a little bit of tightness for 15
years. I played Rudy all the time.
Played four rounds of golf in 3 days. Yeah, my back's tight too.
Well, he's...
Do yoga.
It looks like they're pitching him one inning and an out, or two innings and an out.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. He needs to come through and be something. I mean, that's the number four pick of the draft.
Yeah.
He's an extension of the 2018 draft, really, with all the college players. He picked him the next year.
So you're not looking like Shane McClanahan is what you're saying?
Well, here's – no. But what we're seeing now, it was ugly, ugly, ugly at the beginning of the year for the Royals. But do you feel better on the summer solstice than you felt on the vernal equinox about Brady Singer?
You're sounding like those girls that go
– I'm asking you a question.
Mercury's in retrograde. That's what you sound like right now. What's your sign, Lebo?
Do you feel better about Brady Singer than you did on April 20th?
I feel better, but I'm still not sitting here going –
I'm asking if you feel better.
Better than I did.
Do you feel better about Chris Bubich today than you did 2 weeks into the season? Yes.
I feel better.
Do you feel
his ERA
better
is now
about
a 7.9?
Yes.
7.41.
Yeah, well, it was like 13.
I get it, but like...
So if they...
I feel
if
better,
they,
but it's not
this year is lost. But if they get better and look like professional pitchers who can figure things out at the major league level, then that has to make you excited.
I agree, but also...
They can't get rid of them. They've drafted them
all. No, I get it. I'm becoming more and more cynical because at some point it's like...
Doesn't sound like it.
Some point it's like, that's great and all, but being... already eliminated basically 60 games into a season is just so disheartening that I find it hard to find a whole bunch of promising things.
To being a Royals fan.
Let's turn the whole world on its ear.
Okay.
What's happening in golf right now? They turn the world on its ear, right?
Sure.
There's a competing golf league out there where they're doing things differently.
Yeah.
It's weird. They're playing shotgun starts. There's only 48 people.
One of my guys I root for, Abraham Answer went over
Abe
now, apparently,
Answer.
Too.
Okay. I like Answer's gone. So,
Brooksy.
Here's the deal.
Just to antagonize.
Is this Bryson. Crazy or not? The Royals are toast this year, right?
Sure.
If you really want to make baseball palatable for more people than just the seven people involved who care about their teams right now who are good, why not play an 80-game season and then an 80-game season? You can win. You can make yourself in the playoffs by finishing in first place. And then
so you're
81
saying,
games. It's just like the strike here in 81. Start fresh in the second half. Give the Royals a second chance. Mm. And then you've made
– if they used to do that in the Texas League. I don't know if they still do it like that. But the Royals AA team, and a second half, you know, champion.
By the fact that there was a very long strike in 1981, the first half champion made it, the second half champion made it, and you could have more than just two playoff teams, but do whatever. But right now, like the Royals just announced yesterday, or Bally Sports KC, we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
You haven't had an issue because you're an old man with cable.
Correct.
But for young people – who maybe don't have cable right now, they finally got it announced that you can pay $19.99 for the Bally Sports Plus app, and you can watch every Royals game regardless whether you have cable or not. And not one person wants to go spend that money now because the season is over.
Yeah, correct.
It's toast. So you could get back in, and people would be excited for at least another month.
Sure,
you're toast
but if your
again.
Team's good, then you're irritated. It's a
lose-lose. No, you've already made the playoffs.
Yeah, you still get into
you made
the playoffs.
Okay,
yeah.
The only other pushback I'd say is you can still come back. The Washington Nationals did it when they were what? They won the World Series after
Royals aren't coming
about
back.
The same record, right?
Royals aren't.
The
Royals
season's
aren't.
Long enough
Royals
to me.
Back.
I get it. 100%. They don't have
and
one
and they probably
Soto.
Wouldn't win the second half of the year. But
that's what I'm saying. If you are a good team, you're never necessarily – like the Nationals were a good team. They struggled.
They had a bad start.
They had a bad start, and they were able to rebound. The Royals are going to be a bad team. They're going to continuously be a bad team. They might
think
be better.
Baseball is trying to do things that are outside the box, like these pitch clocks and you know mound visit counts and all this stuff. Get way outside the box. Divide the season up. They're talking about doing weird things in the NBA, like this in-tournament, in-year tournament, like
sure.
they do like Champions
a soccer
League
type
or something.
Thing, yeah.
And they're trying to do things like that. Baseball needs help. Mm. Do something.
Larger bases, baby.
That's going to fix it. You know what would fix it? The Royals are zero games out of first place on July 15th. That would fix it.
We'll take a quick break. We'll finish up arguing about this, apparently. The home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. So after the Ryder Cup golf trip in Northwest Arkansas last weekend, of a bachelor party this weekend.
Congratulations.
Not me.
Oh, it's not yours.
My
okay.
boy.
I was checking.
It's going to be fun. But
who's this? Scooter or?
Fultzy.
Scrunch? What are your guys' names?
Fultzy.
What are all your guys' names?
He's not. He wasn't.
You're Stu.
He wasn't in the fraternity. He was just.
Who are the other guys? You're Stu.
What do you mean?
That's you. You're Stu.
Sure.
What are the other guys' names?
We got Cheese.
Cheese.
Ham.
Ham. They go together?
Well, they're both burgers.
Okay.
The last name is Burger.
Okay.
So
Cheeseburger, hamburger.
Kind of clever, right?
Yeah. Who else is going to be on the bachelor party?
Oh, this isn't bachelor party. This was last week and stuff.
Okay.
Bachelor party.
How many guys were on the golf thing?
Eight.
Eight? Cheese, ham, stew, Fultzy.
No, he didn't go.
Who
this
else?
Is different. This is a different one.
Who are the other five guys?
Flo.
Flo?
Flo fell. Great hair.
Yeah.
Jansen, he didn't have a nickname. That's just good name, right?
Yeah.
Who
else? You don't remember who's on the trip?
We had Petrick. That's his last name. Yeah. That's not creative.
Who else?
Ralphie.
Ralphie.
His name's Justin, but you would call him Ralphie.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you?
Of course.
A.E.
A.E.
Is that eight?
Yes.
That seems like eight.
Seems like eight. Feels like eight.
Eight. Did you win any money?
Didn't.
Did you lose how much?
Didn't lose any money.
Good.
Yeah, we didn't get to write our name on the inaugural Harpo's.
Inaugural?
Inaugural. That's a hard word to say.
Not easy.
Inaugural.
Yeah, first ever.
First ever.
And it's going to go.
Harpo's Ryder Cup. It's for that. We have a Harpo's Cup, the bar in Missouri.
I was down there just last week at Harpo's.
What were you doing, man?
We went to Herman and we went to Columbia.
Did you go to 10 Below too?
No,
did you go to 10 Below after get some bottle service?
No, we went to Harpo's and we were back at our hotel by like 10. I don't know, but we were at Harpo's. You know what I loved about Harpo's? 16-ounce aluminum ultra.
Okay, see, now I can't say inaugural. He can't say aluminum.
And a big vodka and cranberry.
It's like $7.
$9.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, that's inflation. They're getting it now.
It was a big drink.
Sure.
It was $3, 16-ounce beers.
What do you think that's here?
That's Friday night.
It's not bad.
Oh, go to the ball game. $18.
Oh, that's cheap. That's just for the beer.
Yeah.
It's just the beer. Pretty good deal.
We learned
for both those, that's $40 round.
We learned a lot about Lebo today.
Yeah.
Life Lessons with Lebo was a success. This was the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City, 15:10 a.m., 94.5 FM. We'll be back live into here tomorrow from 3 to 4. We are out.